Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week we're discussing Joe Ball, the Alligator Man. Now before we get started, just a quick note, this story follows a serial killer and involves both domestic violence and animal abuse, so it's likely not going to be appropriate for all audiences. The Ball family were upstanding members of society, for the most part. I mean, they did have that great-great-grandfather, John Hart Crenshaw, who was an illegal slave trader, but every family has one or two black sheep, right? I mean, then sometimes you have a younger generation that might feed people to alligators. I digress. Joe Ball was born January 7th, 1886, and lived a fairly normal life until going to World War I to serve on the front lines. When he returned, his attentions went to bootlegging for those who could afford the illegal liquor. He sold it out of large barrels on the back of his truck. That's going to be important later. Business was pretty good until the eventual end of Prohibition in 1933. So he then opened a saloon in Elmendorf, Texas, about 15 minutes southeast of San Antonio. He was great at gambling and a hell of a shot with a gun. It's said that he could hit a coin tossed into the air or shoot a bullet through the mouth of a beer bottle, according to at least Texas Monthly. Here's where his saloon was a little bit different. He had a large man-made pond in the back that held six alligators. There are rumors that the reason he built the pit was a misunderstanding of the term corpus delicti, which basically says that if there's no body, there's no murder conviction, except that's not necessarily true. He strung wire around the pit about 10 feet high and would charge people to come see him feeding the alligators. Unfortunately, it wasn't like commercial food, it was usually live cats and dogs and any stray animal that wandered into the area. However, it's also believed that it wasn't just stray animals that ended up in the pit. Ball would become known as the Bluebeard of Texas, the Butcher of Elmendorf, or the Alligator Man. Joe Ball officially killed two people, at least that's what's on the books, but it could have been up to 20 people. His story has been told over and over, and like most Texas tall tales, the number of victims changes every time it's told. This is in part because newspapers, true crime magazines, which were very popular at the time, and books all gave different figures of how many people he had killed. Joe Ball had a tendency to take advantage of the waitresses at his saloon, and it's rumored if they got pregnant, he'd find a way to get rid of them. Jobs were tight in the middle of Great Depression America, and not many options were around for single women, so they took jobs where they could get them. He dated many women before, including Dolores Buddy Goodwin, who was on the receiving end of a bottle thrown by Ball, which gave her a scar that ran from her eye to her neck. Minnie Goddard, aka Big Minnie, helped run the bar with Ball and a man named Wheeler. She was not a fan of Joe's behaviors and made no attempt to cover up her disdain. And in the summer of 1934, she disappeared. When asked where she went, Ball said she'd run off to Corpus Christi to have a baby. There were a lot of questions about this story, though, because all of her clothes were still at her home. Joe Ball ended up marrying Dolores Buddy Goodwin, and at one point in time, she lost her arm in a car accident in San Antonio, but people enjoyed spreading the story that Ball's alligators had torn it off. In April 1938, Buddy went missing. So, Joe was now hitting on her friend, a woman named Hazel Brown, who was often called Shatsy. When she disappeared, people started to notice a pattern. In September 1938, an older man complained to the deputy sheriff of Bexar County, John Gray, that when he was dove hunting, he'd come across a really bad-smelling barrel behind his sister's barn. It wasn't their barrel, and it smelled like something had died. Gray drove out to talk to Joe Ball, but the barrel was gone. Ball said he didn't know anything about it. The sister of the old man who had called in on the barrel backed up the man's story. And this is where it gets crazy. Joe Ball was asked to come in for questioning, but he asked if he could just go back to his bar for a minute to grab a beer and just close the bar down for the day. But at the bar, he pulled a pistol from his register and shot himself to death. Some say he shot himself in the heart, others say he shot himself in the head. Depends on who's telling it and how dramatic they want to be. Officers ended up finding an axe matted with blood and hair, as well as barrels filled with rotting meat for the alligators. Wheeler, Joe's business partner, suddenly started to talk. He said that Shatzy had fallen for a bar patron who was a much better guy, had a job and a place of his own that didn't involve alligators, but Ball wouldn't let her leave. She threatened to tell the cops about him killing Big Minnie. Wheeler was able to show them a spot 300 feet from the San Antonio River, and that was where the two had buried Shatzy. Wheeler admitted he'd helped get the body out there and dig the grave at gunpoint, but he drew the line when he was demanded to dismantle the body. They both ended up throwing up during the eventual dismantling because it was so gross, and evidently, according to Wheeler, they had to drink beer until they were brave enough to bury it. They did throw her head in the river and burn her clothes. He also revealed what happened to Big Minnie. Her body was buried in the sand in Corpus Christi after Joe Ball shot her in the temple. Big Minnie had been pregnant, and he was dating Buddy at the time. Police found letters and a scrapbook with pictures of dozens of women. Wheeler ended up going to jail for 2 years as an accessory to murder. But there is some good news at the end of the story. Buddy Goodwin was found alive and well with her sister in San Diego. She was afraid that she'd end up just like Big Minnie, and she hightailed it out of there just in time. The alligators themselves went to go live at the San Antonio Zoo. And we do want to point out that there was never any proof that a human body was ever fed to these alligators. Thanks so much for listening. I know this one was kind of gross this week. If you have a question for us, please feel free to email us at txslingforcrazy@gmail.com. Also, the book Texas Slang for Crazy will be coming out probably later this month. I'll give you more details on the website when it's ready. Thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great weekend.